Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A consortium of fisheries managers from Atlantic states is calling for broad changes to the gear lobstermen use. It's an effort to reduce the risks posed to the endangered North Atlantic right whale and to ward off potential federal action that could be even more challenging for the lobster industry. Here's reporter Fred Bever.
There are roughly 410 North Atlantic right whales left in the world, and they are at risk of potentially fatal entanglements with vertical rope lines that lobstermen and other marine harvesters use to position and haul their traps. At a meeting of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission in Virginia, its lobster board voted unanimously to set in motion the process that could lead to major changes in the East Coast's lobster industry.
I frankly, with due respect to my friends at NOAA, don't want NOAA making decisions on what this lobster fishery should look like in the future.
Patrick Kelleher is commissioner of the Department of Marine Resources for Maine, home to the country's dominant lobster fishery, which landed some 110 million pounds of lobster in 2017, worth more than $450 million at the dock. Kelleher says that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is developing a biological opinion that could include a formal jeopardy finding for the right whales, and under the Federal Endangered Species Act, that could lead to severe restrictions on the state's harvest.
And our role as a board should be, how can we as a board and as a management body and as individual jurisdictions reduce risk to the right whales?
And David Borden, a Rhode Island industry representative to the board, emphasized the importance of trying to forestall federal action.
If we want to control our own future on this, I would point out we have to get ahead of the issue instead of responding to the issue. And that carries a lot of uncertainty.
The board approved a slate of potential actions aimed at reducing vertical rope in the water by 20 to 40% in most areas. Those could include limits on the number of traps lobstermen are allowed to place in the water, changes in gear configuration, and even seasonal closures. Conservationists commended the board for being proactive, but also called for more.
This is a time for bold action, not conservative action.
Jane Davenport of Defenders of Wildlife called for a range of rope reductions of up to 50%. She says that whatever the federal government finds, the best available science already shows that female right whales stand a 95% chance of harmful entanglements during their fertile years.
Entanglements are already causing jeopardy to the North Atlantic right whale in terms of both lethal and the sublethal effects of affecting reproduction.
But Patrice McCarran, executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association, told the board her members are skeptical that they are as responsible for the whale's fate as conservationists say. Still, she added,
we do acknowledge that we play a role and our fishery needs to change. This biological opinion is scary. And when I think about the courts deciding things or the service deciding things, I know that they don't understand the fishery and they don't adequately understand how these actions might affect our livelihoods.
McCarran says the state's level board is the right forum for action. The board's proposal now will be fleshed out by staff, put out for public comment, and if the board gives a final nod, sent to the feds for adoption. Several environmental groups, meanwhile, are suing the federal government to take swift action to protect the right whales, and a federal regulatory board could initiate action on its own this spring. But DMR Commissioner Kelleher says it will be at least 2020 before any of the regulatory actions, state or federal, become effective at sea. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.